ja, így kell történni.
Nem.
In the pub raktor pub. No.
Yeah.
Így akar. Yeah. Pub pienigus.
Yeah.
I like this idea.
That was good, but I thought that kind of has a moral to it. You know, everything is so big and such a struggle, and then he threw it. It's nothing, uh-huh. really.
Right.
You know, uh-huh. I think that's more like Aesop's fable.
Yeah, it is. Uh-huh. It really is.
But that's the end
I of it. I forgot that in the poor little boy, he had a little fleet boat, and he made somebody throw away fox skin pieces. That's a good one. I forgot it.
Well, maybe you'll think of it later.
Uh-huh, yeah. No, you first wanted to do something wrong.
We fooled you. We got it on tape.
Is it
how
is
much?
Is it
half yet?
No.
Oh, we've got 900 feet.
How long
here.
Is it?
We get 900 feet. You can talk forever.
Oh.
You don't have to.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We can
let turn it off.
Yeah, sing away.
That's
all right. That's part of the song.
Jala pi chulo ka na na anya chi yang lo pa ye ya ha ye ya ya ye ya ha mi chu wo mo na le ko dai ma chi le na ru na ko ai ma ha ye ya ya ye ya gi chu lo ai ya 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 na ai ha ya ya na na ya 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 ha ya 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 ya
ya ya ya ya Native that she knows, another elderly woman, not as old as her,
he
by a long way.
But like me, I don't get what I'm doing. Nothing, not heighty. I don't like height. Open further, you know. Sure, open further.
What was that song?
What was that about?
What?
Which one you sang?
He's talking about Mike and somebody else on the train. That means Pat. He and Molly, I don't know what one thing is that means, that song.
Oh, it was about two women. I guess one was kind of fat and one was kind of thin. Maybe it's like, hey, I don't want to, she can have it, she's too fat for me.
I know, I like the song, old song, though. Yeah. I can't sing like used to be no more either. I make noise, though.
You should tell them how a long, long time ago they had this sickness that came when you worked and carried the water and a lot of your relatives, your father
died.
No,
I never sick. A
long time. Mm-hmm. A long time ago she was sick when she was young. She lost her hair.
Oh, one of the people I remember.
Yeah, she lost her hair, they said. All her hair fell off.
Well, you know, typhoid fever used to eat your hair. Uh-huh.
I didn't know I'm young. When I'm
too... It turned red on the skin.
Scarlet fever,
Turned red.
I'm only not sick. All the village said half of them gone died.
Mm-hmm. Later on.
You know, it's everybody red. Mm-hmm. Summertime. Mm-hmm. I take them. Finally half dead and half of them alive and over the sickness. My brother lost his son and wife, and I lost daddy too, you know, my papa. Lost lots of my aunties and uncles. I didn't sick. I take care of them.
Mm-hmm. She carried water and cooked fish and boiled fish for them, mm-hmm. gave them soup, and then her cousin got a little strong and went out with her and picked berries for them.
Really hard for me, I can make them right.
Well, everyone was ill except you then.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's quite a responsibility, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. That's the time everybody sick except me.
You didn't even catch cold. Once in a blue moon. She can go right around. People have colds and she never catches it.
Well, it's wonderful. And she's got a good body. And
yeah, when she had her hip broken, you mm-hmm. know, and she went to the Anchorage Hospital, the doctor said that the prognosis isn't good for her age because they usually get pneumonia and die afterwards. And I told him, well, she doesn't even catch cold. She didn't even get a cold or anything afterwards.
I never could kill you. I don't know why.
Did you hear?
Among lots of
no,
people.
No, not too much, I don't think. I just got over
it. I grew it up that way and never sick again, except I hurt myself, make myself sick.
Why do you think that you have such good health? What, mm-hmm. Do you have any reason to think why you were in such good health all the time? Do you know why you
didn't
think
get sick? Or?
Don't get sick? You know why? Oh, she said she has a, now she has a faith. She believes in God now. But I think her diet may have something to do with that, too. She eats a lot of protein. I don't know if that's good. You know, it's mostly fish, meat, eggs, and fruit.
You've got no tea and coffee, don't you?
You know, berries and fruit.
Mm-hmm. And I lost convincing of one. Before I still come, they'll take the even still uniform. Everything funny, too, white man food, you know. Different kind, all together. My brother's working for some food, you know, and it's for meat or flesh, you know. Sometimes send us some kind of, I know, the fruit, you know, dry fruit.
What kind?
We tasted some of them, which didn't swallow even ice water. I swallowed, you know. Yeah.
Yeah, when they first had dried fruit, that's what she's talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I guess it has been sort of said that high protein is, that's one of the reasons uh-huh. the Eskimos do. Yes. Uh-huh. Yes, I think that's
I know all of someone, Felicia's own, different Felicia's in the past. That's all I can do is singing in the past. I don't know nothing. Think not either song or die making or nothing. All kinds of songs, even you can. You want to hear you can song?
Sure.
For a long time ago, some Eskimo family went down Yukon bringing that song. Even I live. I learned it. Yeah. Welcome now, great welcome, uh-huh. Grandma.
Yeah.
Song.
What does that song mean? That one you just
that
sang?
One. Her husband died.
Her husband died. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And she was just
cry song, you know.
It's a sad song. Just a crying song.
Yeah. It's another great sad song. But it's that song. Used to, some woman used to sing it and cry. I'm not crying when I sing it.
Well, did usually the whole group of people make up these songs, or was it like one person that was mourning would sing a song, or how did these songs really get going? One person made each song, or did they all get together? Each song.
Not together.
Not together.
Mm-hmm.
Each,
not together.
No, each person made his own
I
song.
I like Round Door Song. Round Door Song, I like.
Yes, those are
not. So some of the songs were?
Round Door Dancing.
Mm-hmm.
hole in a door on the floor, dancing.
She used to dance around a hole in the floor in the dance halls a long time ago. Uh-huh. What she's talking about.
Now, the dance hall was the community, sort of like the community.
Tell them what a dance hall looked like.
Big house, a big sound, a dance house, a floor that round door in the middle. All, everybody can sit up here, you know.
Yeah,
kind of
like steps around like amphitheater.
People can sit underneath this, that high, that people can sit underneath, you know, other people sitting up there.
Yeah,
was it the built steps, or how could they do this? How did they build steps up there?
Let's come up.
They dug it in, though, didn't they? What? So they could sit on there. How
the,
didn't they
the
dig it back?
Run through and underneath the tunnel, you know,
yeah.
Make a long tunnel.
Yeah, they made a long tunnel in, and they had a round door. And then they had ladder up there. And then where they sat, though, did they dig it back so they could sit?
No, that big house.
Yeah, but I mean, how did they sit there so they didn't sit on top of each other? How no, I'll be what?
You and your husband?
Yeah.
Put shells here.
Oh, put shells like it.
Not for men, set all around, you know.
Like logs?
With
logs?
Logs. No lumber that time.
Logs.
No, nothing.
She remembers when she first, the first piece of lumber she found, a tuba for, I guess.
Oh,
Mary.
Where'd you find that?
A beach. Magic new one. Yeah.
It was thawed, you know, fresh life. You get through it?
You probably wondered what in the world that was.
Everybody knew what kind.
How did it grow that way?
Where did it come from?
Tell them about your two plates that you found, or somebody found. The first two plates that you got, white man's plates. You need to do it in the boat.
Some traveler said they find it out. Mine up there, you know, from Nome. And travelers, lots of travelers. Anyhow, some but two full of stub our beach, some Rocky Point. When it started, cool off the dishes in the water. Didn't pick them up in the water. We didn't know even. I could not get water. I see them dishes in the water. My, I didn't get water, I pick them up. Take it home.
Yeah, uh-huh. All out of water.
Never mind water. I had to queer dishes.
You had those queer dishes.
Queer
I wonder, were they China or were
I
they
think
enamel?
They're enamel.
Were they enamel
mm-hmm.
ware?
Mm-hmm. I just want frying pan.
And a frying pan?
I think I leave it. No. Anyhow, I just want something. I leave in my pocket even. Take it home.
And your mother used to make pots with clay and
uh-huh,
feathers.
Uh-huh. Lamp, too.
And what?
Lamp.
Oh, lamp.
Uh-huh. Well, now,
use the ptarmigan and feathers.
Ptarmigan and feathers and the clay. And then
uh-huh.
did she mix? Use blood to mix
no,
that?
No.
Some did. They used a blood, too.
Anyhow, I hear it that dog fur very good for meat pots and tops, you know, ptarmigan
uh-huh.
and feathers and grass sometimes, pots
yes.
and crack, you know.
Uh-huh. But the...
No,
dog
hair
would hold it better.
Mm-hmm.
Did you bake them then?
Baked it in a fire. Open mm-hmm. fire. Cooked it, you know.
Well, where'd you get that clay from?
I had some clay down here.
Yeah,
that.
There's different kinds down. No, there's some red one down
really?
Even where I grew up.
Mm-hmm.
It's real sticky, nice clay, you know.
Oh, I didn't know.
I did the bluff and that place for my papa used to. There's a place up there, make pots, you know.
Pots. The clay
mm-hmm.
that they get from making pots.
Well, when the traders started coming then, did they want your pots too, these clay?
No, I didn't know. No.
The traders, they
picked them up in
the
grave.
Oh.
Clean it all grave, ivory, some tools for men, omen folks, and white men could pick them all up all day. But one piece up there, we used to go by see that on the big sheet, you know, which...
Jane.
Mm-hmm. Ikes, you know, great big ikes. Every time we go to over that big summer trail, you know,
mm-hmm.
that's where I built up the Rocky Mountains, the big woolly mouth here down the week, but we never touch it.
No,
you know,
it belonged to the...
Uh-huh. White man comes to teach it there.
Mm-hmm.
Everything teaches that. Every top of grave, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't you feel something? I mean, didn't you? I hated the hot stuff. It's like desecration.
One woman, rich man daughter, you know. She got in. I picking root and spring and ivory, great big ivory, put it in the top of her grave, you know, wooden grave, you know, not buried that then. We see that in the great big and ivory, you know, whole thing. White man, come take it back. Mm-hmm. Somebody got lots of beads.
Mm-hmm.
White man, come all take it back, everything take it back.
Sarah. I don't see how you folks could even stand the white men around when they did things like that. You know, I just...
We don't sound very lovable, do we?
Boy, I sure wouldn't have anything to do with that. I'm sure there must have been...
I tell the white man, have to ask him, I used to be very hungry when the spring coming, you know. I'm glad white man come up anyhow. Help them, not starving no more spring.
By spring, they would be very hungry.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. White men help them, you know. I used to hear some people don't like white men, not me.
even where we grew up, you know, the boats being so far apart, by spring, we'd run out of staples a lot of times and get down to flour or do things like that. And last week, you practically had to live off the land, you know, so I can see where...
Where was this down?
That's Bluff Land.
You've got a big stand,
it's
how
just that
far is that from Nome?
54 miles, but it seems an awful long way that you have to walk. You know, I mean, at breakup time, they didn't have boats or dog teams couldn't travel there.
Male men, you know, sometimes bring us something really short.
Good way to reduce, though.
Yes.
I used to be quite
fat. That's why you're so happy, all this exercise.
Do you remember about how old you were when the first missionaries came to you?
No, I just
wondered if you, about how long ago it was.
No, I didn't know how old I was.
Would you know what denomination would have been up there?
I don't know, really. I suppose the person could kind of check and find out.
What they were
over there. There was
the Catholics in the Episcopals. Did they get up that far?
Let's see, the Catholics, I guess, were there. And then there was, what is that, Lutheran, wasn't it?
There's Keller now, mission there, and there's Shishmaref.
That's Hampton, wasn't he Lutheran?
No,
Covenant.
Comes to Covenant first.
Covenant.
Two bunches come
first
before Queen did the mission, you know.
Mm-hmm.
How soon did the missionaries come after the traders? Is that anything you'd remember? I mean, you said the traders came and then way later the...
Before missionaries come, traders come along once in a while, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Not very long ago, mission come.
Mm-hmm.
Down Gullivan, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We never could do. People don't like them that time, missionaries, you know.
Can't always blame them.
No, you sure can.
Well, at least they didn't steal the ivory off the grave.
No, I don't know.
I mean, I hope they
did. Rob, every grave and rob them, that's a big, you know, first from the gnome.
During the strike at Nome. When they robbed the graves, when all the traders, the people, prospectors are there.
Mm-hmm. That were going
clean out. Clean and the gone, everything going around the grave. I don't know what they might have done. Maybe you were there.
Were there, the things that were put around the grave, were they some of their more valuable possessions, things that they wanted to have with them? Was that the...
I guess so.
What did they put on the grave when somebody died?
Belong to that... Died. Somebody died. They get everything in
they
the grave.
Everything that they own.
That woman. Oh man. Woman. Make no difference.
Mm-hmm.
Grandma and grandfather belong to this and put everything in the round grave.
The personal possessions, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Except children. I never seen any children.
Mm-hmm.
Old people, but all kinds of things outside the grave. Why didn't put it inside anyhow? Nobody can see it.
Mm-hmm.
After was years ago, after mission come some woman, come some woman, like some woman, like this. Baptist boy died. Flow after flow come. I don't know why she put that kiss in around Chris.
Put what?
She loved it.
Oh,
hotcakes.
She put hotcakes around it, probably that he was going to have, you know.
Yes,
he liked hotcakes.
That must be that boy like hotcakes.
In the grave or
around
outside,
it?
Outside.
Around the top.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I just some dogs are still out there. Some birds to take it away. I don't know what happened.
She
we
probably figured he loved hotcakes.
Sure.
She's doing something.
She was doing something nice
for me. I used to be giving some blood too. Somebody died, you know.
Give him some what?
Food.
Oh,
food.
Some food. Like.
Water and the food and a door before eat. Supposed to give that man a diet in first and before eat.
Mm-hmm. Oh, put a little out there door.
Uh-huh, do it.
Yeah.
Funny thing, they don't came before. I seen them all. I'm not believe they with them.
And like a seal, when they killed a seal, they used to give it a drink of water,
yeah.
too.
Bring it to house and before I cut it, woman took and give them a little water in the right here and door. People cut it.
Then they took the head skull, the skull back to the water and put it
they
in
had
there.
Some kids in a hole. I'm sorry if that kind of work was wrong in the eyes.
Yeah, you're, she wants to know if you want to hear about a thing they do in the fall. Mm-hmm. Is that the fall?
Long time ago, many folks are hunting, you know. Springtime, winter time. See with that bladder, seal bladder.
The seal bladder.
Everyone of them got some of them only two.
Bladder. They'd inflate them,
mm-hmm.
blow them up.
Blow them up, hang them up there, tent house, you know. And anyhow, not very many years ago before a gun come, you know, some of them wait for sea a long time and they come up the hole and I just bury them in the comb.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes nothing. My tough time, long time ago. I
what was the spear made of, Grandma?
Some of them use, you know, black rock something.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them use, you know, make fire, hard rock.
Flint. Oh, the flint. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. That kind of rock.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Did they use ivory at all, or bone?
Yeah, some of them, you know, ivory and a horn, caribou horn.
Horn.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of horn?
Caribou horn.
Caribou.
Uh-huh. Anyhow, that's all I know. Lots of them use it as a whale bone, you know, string,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
fishing too, line, you know.
Yes,
so the tie them up and
uh-huh.
make them line that black whale. I don't know what to chuck, what do we call them? I don't know English name.
Uh-huh, but they would spear the seal and went in through the hole in the ice
uh-huh.
and then pull it up with,
uh-huh.
on the string made of the whale.
Rope.
The rope.
Sealskin.
Sealskin rope.
Oh, sealskin.
I thought it was whale skin.
No,
whale
skin and a line, you know,
yes.
fishing line, you know.
Uh-huh.
And that seal hunting fishing, they use in seal skin, but cut it too thick, you know.
Uh-huh.
Some of us. Make them knit even. Seen it.
And you have to weave all those or knot all those together to make a knit?
I make knit them.
You knot it?
I make knit lots of times. I make a whale knit. White whale knit and one tail like a one knit.
Mm-hmm.
I just want the whale take it off.
Oh, after you had worked so hard.
The whale
took it away? Who took it away?
Might we cut it to roof, you know.
Oh, what a tragedy.
She knew.
Yeah, she has a, what do you call it? It's almost like a tatting needle
mm-hmm.
that is made of bone, and they wrap the red on it. Not now, but it's
the seal skin.
Okay. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
the seal skin of the rawhide or whatever
mm-hmm.
and they use that and tie their knot. Yeah, they use
thread,
so you pull it, you measure, and there's a measure, and you just wrap it around and you tie another knot.
Mm-hmm. It looks kind of like a tatting shovel. Yes, uh-huh. Yeah,
yeah,
I've seen the baleen ones.
Yes.
Even we have ptarmigan net, you know, people have guns.
You caught the ptarmigan in a net.
Tell them how you catch the ptarmigan in a net.
We make net, ptarmigan, too much high, you know. Got measured by this, use
you
like
you
this
measured
one.
From your elbow to your
like
finger.
When you use this one, measured a long time ago. That's a matchlock measure, you know.
Oh, how clever. Grandma has just shown us how she measured, and she would stretch her finger, her thumb, to her forefinger, and that was to measure the muckluck. And to measure, what else, Grandma?
Muckluck bottom.
And the muckluck bottom. Mm-hmm. And then to measure for this ptarmigan net, she put her elbow on the table, and it was from the elbow to the knuckle that you made the net.
Uh-huh.
Well, now, this net was made of what, Grandma?
Sinew.
Mm-hmm.
Any kind of sinew.
Any kind of sinew.
Except in the use it in the seed at rawhide, not in a...
Oh, in the sea they use rawhide
yes.
sometimes with a heavy net. But
right.
Up on land, all the sinew.
Mm-hmm.
And then you attached that, you made this net, and you attached that then to...
I know how to make it.
No, what did you do with the net after you made it?
Great.
Put those sticks in there, you know.
Put two sticks up to hold it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. When we're going to hunt the ptarmigan, we see ptarmigan here, you know, do not scare them. We round them and they put that net up there. Sometimes two near together.
Mm-hmm.
We bike and drive them up to you, know, drive them up to you. That we could.
Net. Oh, you drove the ptarmigan into this net that you had made. I see.
Everybody, you know. Well, I hear one Newman make net ptarmigan sinew. Where'd she find it?
She made it from ptarmigan sinew, one woman.
Oh, no.
Where'd she find it, that sinew?
Probably in the legs.
Yes, I'd think in the legs.
I guess in the way one...
Or in the back.
Maybe.
Would it be a spine?
In the ballroom.
Yes.
Boom.
I don't see how they should find enough
that
to make
that way everybody wondering how he made that time again.
Now, how long would this net be? You said how high it was, but now you...
How
long would it be?
I don't know how long. Short. Long as I make it, I get no mission.
Probably
6 feet.
About that high.
And as much sinew as they had, probably.
Right.
And I think you the way they told me once that they chase, you know, walk behind this ptarmigan, they get close to the net, then they kind of rush and scare them, and they go to take off in, they get
tangled up
in the
net.
Usually that last thing, even hood, you know, party hood.
Measurement.
Wow.
Yes. Well, now, on this hunting, I've seen pictures, Grandma, of the Eskimo hunting bird with this bird bolo thing, we call it. But
rock and the string-like.
Right.
String shot?
No, I think it's more on the islands out there.
Is it?
You know how they have this...
boomerang?
No, a rock with some... rawhide tied on it, and they throw it up there, and it tangles up with the bird.
Tangles the wings of the bird.
I think that's for the island.
I didn't know. I was going to ask if your people had used that.
Maybe somebody used it. I didn't know. You know, I know that on snake and something.
And then they got fish with a spear like that, didn't they?
Yeah.
Did you
use nets on the fish at all? Using net last time a lot of fish, even we make it a sweat when we go to cook.
I was asking her a while ago what was the spear made of that before they had the metal, before white men came up here, what did they use?
Oh, colorable horn.
Caribou horn.
And ivory. Some use it some kind of quicksilver.
Yeah, it's like flint. Isn't it what the arrow is made of?
Yeah.
The quicksilver, or we call it. They chip it out.
Rough east.
Then
it's just cooked. Not killed.
And didn't your relatives have some copper bracelets from way back?
Even now, somebody got something wrong in the wedding. Up there, a couple mountains somewhere, like in the Nome.
They're supposed to have gotten this copper from back in Nome someplace.
You know, two... two pieces of bone found in that cave door and open place, you know. Somebody started going, I guess too much noise, that kill him. Cut up on a man, human bone, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That place. Who was there? Too much noise in that cave. Got the noise. Oh, look, we call him. Noise. Oh.
There's some kind of noise. I don't kill understand him, about that.
Found
anyway,
the bone. Man's bone and incredible bone. Mm-hmm. That flew to that door, you know. It started going, I guess, and okay, then. That way people say. Mm-hmm. And anyhow, that mountain, what's wrong with that mountain? Short to mountain. Got a nest up there too. Somebody found man kayak in the wrong side of the nest. People thinking that bird and the cook were caught that and man kayak and all picked him up there.
It's a big bird. Mm-hmm. I couldn't figure out how he got up there. Mm-hmm.
Well, how did we had well, just two Sing Mac, we call them. Used to be up here before white man come. Big bird carried people. Yeah. Lots of not now, everything, lots of, even something in the sea killed people, not now.
They used to have these stories of birds, yeah, mm-hmm. birds are so big they could carry people and mm-hmm. things.
That's where the kayaks and the land came.
Yes, mm-hmm. they figure. Mm-hmm. They don't see how it should have gotten up the other way.
Lots of stories, I guess some of them shouldn't.
But you also said that around the top of Rocky Point, way up high on the mountain, there was a ring of driftwood, didn't
you? Yeah, driftwood. I guess that time was out there, you know. Driftwood. Mm-hmm. There's a mountain, you know.
Yeah, she said
this. Biggest mountain, Rocky Point.
Mm-hmm. It sticks up, I can see it from bluff here, the highest thing.
Highest mountain. Another one up there, highest mountain, shortest mountain, that round of driftwood.
Driftwood had mm-hmm. floated up there.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's a ring, a circle like around uh-huh. the top, close to the top of that. Wouldn't that be a terrible thing?
Somebody found it on kind of rock, you know, makes shelter. The driftwood here, you know,
mm-hmm.
right there on some kind of shelter.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
I had heard from someone once that there was a, someone thought years ago that there had been Christianity introduced into maybe this area, you mm-hmm. know, into the northern part. Sandy Jensen that used to work where I work
uh-huh.
was talking about this. And mm-hmm. I never did get from her why she thought that or where she got this information.
Mm-hmm.
But she said that there were things, I don't know, something they had found or something. I don't remember what, you know, I never did get the story.
You
but
know, we found elephant dose up there, elephant horn, ivory.
Elephant horn.
Ivory.
You know,
ivory.
The mammoth
test. Yeah. You
know,
oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Two
mm-hmm.
rock on
yes.
it.
Uh-huh.
You know, somebody mine them, find them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Talking about Christianity and stuff, her father, you know, before the white men came,
this
she said that he told them to work, what's it, 5 days or
mm-hmm.
what?
Yeah.
Yeah, or six.
Something time, a certain day, I don't
so
know.
Many days, work so many days, and then take one day when they do nothing, none of the hard
remind
work.
Remind him. Remind
just
him.
Have
mm-hmm.
like a Sunday. And
mm-hmm.
She said that was something that they did a long
that's
time ago. I mean, when they were...
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
well, now, this very ties in here some
yeah.
way. I wonder how...
She said that that's uh-huh. what he always told them. You just work so many days, and then take one day where you do...
We used to
none of
do
that.
Nothing, like Sunday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, it could be... though that it has to do with just taking care of yourself. I mean,
mm-hmm.
you can just work too much sometimes,
yes,
and maybe
uh-huh.
that was nature's way of having them not, to have a little leisure, not work
mm-hmm.
too hard.
Just
draw themselves.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. But if your whole life depends on your getting the food and this sort of thing, and that's mostly what you were doing, and that would be the form of work, I guess.
Yes,
their
work. Getting food and getting fuel and getting water. That was and clean clothes.
Right.
That was the only thing. But they kept busy with that. And she said that the young people were happy years ago. They were they weren't as mischievous in certain ways. Mm-hmm. Now they did.
And they didn't have the pressures.
Yes.
The pressure was to keep making a living.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and they didn't have time to get in too much mischief, I guess.
Uh-huh.
And you were living with this. Uh-huh. You were living in a natural setting.
Uh-huh. Some of them picked berries and put uh-huh. them up in pokes. I mean, before the white mm-hmm. men came, mm-hmm. after the white men came, they put them in barrels. But they put them in steel pokes.
We speak the tradition two wood together. Sometimes mix big hollow on some wood and then put mm-hmm. berries, big labaruka.
Oh, yeah, hollow out of
the wood. That's when it's really hard to get them again to a new gun mm-hmm. on the spare.
Grandma, do you still have any of the old Eskimo dishes that you
she got some.
Edna had some. Well, good. Let's
get
some.
I mean, I got nothing. I got
you got nothing. Edna's got them. Well, that's good.
My papa made them.
Oh,
aren't those lovely pieces?
Yeah.
Just what
Emma.
You put on them, though?
Emma dish.
Yeah,
she's Esther Emma. Two sisters.
Your two sisters' dishes?
No, my sister's daughters.
Your sister's daughters, uh-huh. Emma and Esther.
Yes.
Esther.
Uh-huh.
Emma, oldest one.
Now, we're looking at some old wooden dishes. Now, these would have been made from driftwood, wouldn't they, Grandma?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Uh-huh. I wonder what kind it is.
My father makes them.
And they are, they're beautiful little bowls. I've never seen any made like this before.
I had
them. Together with pegs. Look at that.
Well, it's
dowel, or whatever you call it.
Yeah, I had
well, it's laced.
She's
here.
Yeah. Root, I think.
It's a root that's laced.
Yeah, but see, it doesn't continue. It's just for the one hole.
He's getting old to make them, you know. He can make them pretty ones.
Yours is laced. This,
uh-huh.
Yeah, mine is a lace.
He's getting old, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I've been kind of over 15 years. You keep them.
Oh, I just kept them. I decided I'd keep them.
Oh, they're lovely.
I don't know how
I
to keep them.
I could put some
oil or something.
That
oil.
Emma plate. That's
Emma plate.
And
well, that
so
makes
light
it nice.
Light.
No, Emma and Esther. Did you ever know Emma and Esther?
No.
Yeah, I didn't know.
Uh-huh. Now, they were your nieces, then.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Oh, Esther, was that woman that used to come to Boston?
Uh-huh.
Oh, are you Esther then? I don't know.
Well, now, you have Esther's plate, and you take care of it.
Uh-huh. my sister got two daughters, and one boy, lots of them died, and lots two. She was the way two of them, you know. Adopted them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I used to have a little bowl, you know, a regular little bucket. Long ago, that was about this tall that he had made too, but we gave it away without thinking about it.
Me, kind of. Me, give it away, my friend. Daughter. She don't like it, don't I tell her, gone.
Well, you didn't necessarily use spoons, did you? Or did you have spoons you made?
No. One time we got no spoon. One spoon, wooden spoon. The cook can use it.
Yeah.
Let them use it, though.
Mm-hmm.
Use it as grain. You don't time a clue. You
and then ate with your fingers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you couldn't eat soup. Then you just turned it up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, because that's what looks waterproof.
We did
it used to be
well,
sure. I mean,
that was the way to do it.
Now it's dried up.
Well, that was the most practical way, Grandma.
Through the flood.
Uh-huh.
That's what ruined them, I think.
Right. It's the most practical way.
Yeah. I'm impressed with how lightweight they are.
It's like giant
I don't quite see how it's so compact, though. You know,
no,
it's
no.
Different.
It's
looks like
right.
Uh-huh. I just think I'm trying to get something
mm-hmm. that's... really that kind of shape. This one used to boys use it, and she's kind of like that girl use it.
Oval.
Oh, an oval shape. This
my
the girl used.
My papa, use. Too old. He can make pretty one. He made granddaughters then.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. He made those for his granddaughters, and he's very old, and he couldn't do the...
Do the oval one.
Yeah.
But a round bowl was for the for the boys, and an oval bowl for
uh-huh.
the girls.
Uh-huh.
So each time you had a child, you made another bowl.
Uh-huh. Yeah. 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 We had wooden bucket, though. One bucket, and keep one that for anybody toasty, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We never throw away any kind of soup, any kind of boiling soup, you know, keep it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Winter time freezes and summertime keeps it, and so long we throw away too. Not very much, and summertime keeps it, but winter time mostly, you know.
Well, food was too hard to come by to throw it away.
Maybe she should tell you what kind of a house they live
yes,
in.
Yes, I wanted to know about your house, Grandma, and I have another question I want to ask you, too, in a minute.
Yeah. You know, timber that digs down too deep, too much deep, you know, for we used to pick such hay.
From the grass?
Uh-huh. I dig down that hole in a, I put that hay in the next wood.
Put wood in front of the hay, like insulation.
Cover it up in dirt and come up to top and, you know, put that on the other one, roof this way.
Mm-hmm. A shed roof, like.
Yeah.
And that way housemates go cover them up dirt, you know, for, put hay first, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Put the wood on the top and sky window in the middle of the house and put sky window.
Mm-hmm.
And that our bed around here, you know, that door. And our bed here, around here.
Mm-hmm. The bed around the perimeter of the walls there.
Two family, three family sisters, lots of them stayed with us, and my papa's sister and some relation, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And fireplace in the middle house, and open fireplace opens up that house. I went to stay winter, make fire, and a good brother. And make cookhouse out there, you know, not cookhouse, we call them. Cook out there when it's stormy. Little mm-hmm. room, not for cooking.
Mm-hmm.
Cooking that place, bring in the main house, eat it when it's stormy weather winter time.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that's why smoke wouldn't fill
the
house.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Well, then, you had a way to open the sky window to let the smoke out?
No.
Yeah,
only somebody go up and open it up cold.
Oh,
like that.
Oh, I see.
You just fold back the corner.
Skin, you know, skin.
Did you have a ladder then that you made to get up there? How'd you get up there?
Well, it's built into the ground, more or less.
So it's
dug
outside.
Yeah, they dug into the earth, like she was saying.
Yeah.
And then they put all this hay in there.
And logs.
And then the logs. And then they covered over this here, like here's the walls of the earth.
Yeah.
And they covered this over for the roof.
So you can just walk up
there.
Yeah,
and then
right.
you come out of the ground here, you
mm-hmm.
get out, and then you come up and just walk around on top there.
Well, if this was low, though, this must have been not on, at sea line level,
mm-hmm.
would it be?
What's that?
Couldn't have been at sea level because they...
No, it'd be up on the banks, you know, on the...
Way
you know, like they have on the hills
yeah.
or wherever they
mm-hmm. yeah.
have
okay.
their villages.
Now, please don't prefer winter come.
Well, you know, that's... pretty smart using that grass for insulation.
Yeah,
it?
And they uh-huh. use grass for insul too.
Well, she said she had made a grass rug too
uh-huh.
when she
yeah.
first uh-huh. started talking.
And grass
we can make it just cross from grass in the easy.
Hmm.
Did you do it when it was green that you could do the rugs, or you'd almost have to, wouldn't you?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
When it's just starting to die.
Just
right.
starting
you
to die.
Started.
Well, you'd have to be awful
green,
busy though
green.
To get
not
that
green. Not green.
Not green.
And then I fall down.
And they dampen it as they work sometimes.
Oh,
yeah.
We use them. That's the best to do
right
now.
Is that a special kind of grass that they have?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
One tough one, one hay.
Mm-hmm.
On the tough one. Mm-hmm. Tough one.
That's the basket
hay
grass.
Hay, and I use a muckrup. Binixit. Binixit.
That's the stuff out here is binixit. What grows out here.
Crab grass like?
Yeah, this is grass, you know, the hollow stem, and the other one is just the blade. They grow on the beaches.
Oh,
remember the kind
that
they make
baskets?
I've had a basket.
You have one that Grandma made?
Yeah.
Oh, wonderful.
I used to make lots of them. I used to sell them, you know.
You sold
baskets? White men and white people.
Well, how many empty jugs of coffee did they give you for that?
How many empty coffee cans did you get for a basket?
I don't know.
Remember you said all ago that you had to do a whole
outfit for one empty can?
I had some others that were fancier, but this is made from grass around bluff, you know.
That's
that's
a lovely basket.
I make that.
It's a wonderful basket, Grandma.
I make every one of them hers, you know.
And this is the sea grass now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's
and
a beautiful basket.
They put around the top to keep it from wearing.
Uh-huh.
Now, is this
fenugreek?
No, that's grass. Whenever they
I
put a design in it, they make
fenugreek.
Oh, it just doesn't have any. Some of them, they have a design.
This was just a utility basket.
Yeah.
And
well,
that's a
lovely
design.
Very old now.
The
senior, I put in the wear now, not in
the wear
now.
Different colors.
Well, now, how do you start that bottom of that basket?
No.
Just a straight line. That's beautifully done. You know, I look through, Margaret, and you can hardly see the daylight.
Gee. It's been so beaten around here.
But look at Talbot Chase.
Yeah.
Yeah, she, right
here somewhere, I had some others that were, you know, they come up like
I make
this,
the
stand, and they come up.
Mm-hmm. These are little place. Two parkies do I make.
You still have a couple parkies?
Yes, uh-huh. Uh-huh. I have some parkies. Some, are any, the natives up there preserving this art of making baskets?
That's beautiful sinew work there. See, everywhere it would wear.
Oh,
she's
here
got sinew.
See,
to protect it. Right.
Yeah. I killed the whale.
You killed the whale to make the sinew. Oh, good night, Grandma. She killed the whale to make the sinew, and then she gathered the grass to make the basket. You're quite a girl, Grandma.
Now,
Grandma, when you killed this whale, did you harpoon it?
No, shot it.
You shot it. Uh-huh.
This was after you.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. I see. This is after you got modern.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, is this sort of like something for your true story?
I killed three walruses.
No, just something for your
story. I killed three walruses.
You were showing me.
Oh, you did?
Can you do these?
Oh, yeah, I can do
that. I used the good hunting.
Why don't you teach it?
I used the good hunting after
guns. They want to know. That's easy.
No, but I mean, it's something that's an artist.
In modern.
There's still a number of people making baskets.
Yeah.
I'd like to know how
to
make baskets. It's a beautifully made basket.
What did you use for a needle to get these? Did you have, you thread the grass on?
Yeah, just a regular needle with a big enough eye. You know, like, more like an embroidery needle that has an eye.
Darning needle. It used to be used in school, bone for a needle, long time ago.
Used bone for a needle.
Squirrel bone.
Yeah.
Well, and I hear it, somebody go hunting squirrel and fold them feet, come home, lots of needles.
Lots of needles. That's what you thought about when you bought the squirrel. Oh, they're my needles.
My poor people, long time ago, yeah, that's a neat Newton. Well, everybody happy. You know, nobody died, you know. Happy, nothing, and happy.
You didn't have anything, but they were happy. Yeah, as long as nobody died.
Well, I had heard that the Eskimos were such a happy people anyway.
Uh-huh.
And they love their children, so.
I tell the truth. You know, sometimes somebody tells this. Cry.
When we hear them cry.
Oh, the only time you were unhappy is when someone was jealous.
Somebody crying out. People just have to tell you in the tongue of the dog.
When they hear someone crying, they say that someone was jealous.
Oh!
You better get that on the tape,
What was that, Edna?
When they hear some woman crying, they say, well, that's, she's jealous.
She's jealous.
Yeah.
And that was the only thing that
kept her. Unless someone had died.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Not that, then.
Well, Grandma, this has been so much fun visiting with you.
I don't know, I blame myself for you for the
story. You're enjoying it, too. Bless your heart.
Well, I'm not.
Going for quite a while?
Uh-huh.
I feel like we aren't through yet, you know? Like
uh-huh.
We should come back again or something.
Pause or something.
Yeah, just other people. I mean, you can feel that there is a love there.
Lockdown,
maybe it's not love.
Last time I didn't meet them before when I seen them. Well, they feel like
you
know
them
before.
Right, we all do that, Grandma.
Not everybody does.
No.
Some of them strange people.
Oh, and you can know some people a long time and they're still strange people.
I got good friends. I have good friends, white people. All ladies and somehow friendly. In their luck, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
How come? I don't know.
No, it's just human nature, Grandma.
I hope that's
but it makes you believe in your religion, you know.
Uh-huh.
I think it strengthens your faith when you meet people that you do feel this way about.
I'm happy. I'm not joyous for everybody. I enjoy you for the today.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed us, because we certainly did enjoy visiting with you, Grandma.
Maybe you'll let us come back sometime, because I know there are many more things you could tell us.
I got house down here.
Well, we'll come to see you at your house sometime.
You got a lot of Edna there.